One true measure of high achievers is that of going the extra mile. The fifth principle in the science of personal achievement.
That means the rendering of more service and better service than one is paid to render, doing it in a pleasant mental attitude and doing it all the time. Well, now, here are some of the reasons why it pays to go the extra mile. First of all, it places the law of increasing returns back of one. Increasing returns. If it were not for the law of increasing returns, we'd all starve to death in a matter of months. The farmer takes advantage of that law of increasing returns, you know. He plows the ground, he harrows it, he fences it, and all of that costs money, but he gets nothing out of it. He has to do that in advance. And then he plants the seed in that soil at the right time of the year. He puts in a grain of wheat, he complies with nature's rules, all of which is going the extra mile, and then nature takes over from that point, and she brings him back that grain of wheat, plus 100 other grains to compensate him for his intelligence. Greatly multiplies what he does. If it were not for the fact that nature does work in this way, we'd all starve to death. In other words, if the farmer only put one grain of wheat in the ground and only got back one grain, there'd be no percentages in that. Nature recognizes the law of going the extra mile in everything we do and sees to it that you're compensated. There isn't a chance in this world of anybody doing anything to or for another person that isn't sooner or later done to or for him, greatly multiplied. It works out that way throughout life. Number two, it brings one to the favorable attention of those who can and do provide opportunities for self-promotion. I don't know of a single advantage that I have ever gained in life, that is a major advantage, that didn't come as a result of my going out of my way to do something for somebody else. I have never known an outstanding success in my life that didn't follow the habit of going the extra mile, of rendering more service than he was expected to render, and doing it in the right mental attitude. Third, it tends to permit one to become indispensable in many different human relationships, and therefore enables one to command more than the average compensation. The fellow who goes the extra mile, if he's working for a salary or for day wages or whatever he's working for, times get bad and they have to let off others. The man who's doing the employing never lets off the one who's going the extra mile until the very last. And it doesn't let him off at all unless he has to. He's the one that ensures himself a place. If the opportunities are being passed out, he has the choice of them because he has earned them in advance. Number four, it leads to mental growth and physical perfection in various forms of service, thereby developing greater ability and skill in one's chosen vocation. I can truthfully say that I have never delivered a lecture on this philosophy, that I didn't intend to excel all other lectures on that subject that I ever delivered in my life, and that hasn't anything to do with the size of the audience or where I'm delivering. I simply give the best that I have got every time I do it, because in the giving of the best, I become better for the next time. And it's only by that means that I have advanced to the point where I could hold large audiences for as long a time as I chose. Number five, it protects one against the loss of employment and places one in a position to choose his own job and working conditions and attracts new self-promotion opportunities. And six, it enables one to profit by the law of contrast because the majority of people do not practice the habit but follow its opposite by trying to get more than they are entitled to. The law of contrast is a great thing. I remember having that brought to my attention once when I walked down in front of Marshall Field and Company's show window. And in one of those great show windows, there was a display of men's ties, nothing but men's ties. And in the center of this display was a dummy with a tie on, his collar all askew and the tie not straight, and it was not a good-looking tie, it was bad. And by the side of this dummy, there was a plain mirror, and when you walked up and looked at your own tie, the first thing you did was reach up there, and perhaps your collar wasn't straight, and the tie didn't look just right. And you said, well, my gosh, my tie doesn't look as good as those inside, so you walk in, you buy half a dozen ties. The law of contrast. The man who made that window was a psychologist. He knew that by contrast, you would observe how much better the ties inside were than the one you had on. It made it very easy for you to make that observation by placing that mirror there. Number seven, going the extra mile leads to the development of a positive, pleasing mental attitude. which is among the more important traits of a pleasing personality. Now, you can't adopt the habit and follow it of going the extra mile without having a pleasing attitude toward other people. You just can't do it. And if you have a pleasing attitude toward others, they're going to reflect that same attitude back toward you. There's no question but what that works. You know that it works. 8, it tends to develop a keen, alert imagination because it is a habit which keeps one continuously seeking new and more efficient ways of rendering useful service. And 9, it develops the important factor of personal initiative. That is to say, going out and doing the thing without somebody telling you to do it. Without which no one may attain any position above mediocrity, and without which no one may acquire economic freedom. Personal initiative is the most outstanding trait of the typical successful American citizen, and this is a nation literally built upon personal initiative. When you get in the habit of going the extra mile, you'll find so many ways of creating opportunities for yourself. And one of the blessed things about it is you don't have to ask anybody's privilege of doing it. You can always find ways of doing something for somebody, and you don't even have to ask him whether you can do it or not. I never have yet heard of anybody becoming offended or mad at somebody that did something nice for him. Never have. 10, it definitely serves to develop self-reliance. Makes you feel good inside of your heart when you do something for another person that you wasn't expecting with a surprise on his face. Does something to you and makes you feel that, after all, you're just a little bit out of the ordinary. You're thoughtful. 11, it serves also to build the confidence of others in your integrity and general ability. And 12, it aids you in mastering the destructive habit of procrastination, which is among the more common causes of failure in all walks of life. And 13, it develops definiteness of purpose without which no one can hope for success. And 14, it is the only thing which gives one the right to ask for promotion or more pay. Do you see the significance of that? The majority of people, when they ask for a promotion or more pay, if they're working for wages or salary, they give about every other reason except the only logical and the only one that's sound, which is the fact that they have already established the policy of having gone the extra mile. That's the only thing that gives anybody the right to ask for more. Because if you don't go the extra mile, if you're not rendering more service than you're being paid for, then you're being paid for all you render, aren't you? And you haven't a leg to stand on. I remember an office boy by the name of Purdy that once worked for me. Had on short pants, knee pants when he went to work for me. And one day he came in with long pants on, about 6 months after he'd gone to work for us. He shied up to me and he said, Mr. Hill, I'd like to have more money now. What I'm getting is not quite enough. Well, I said, Purdy, what have you done to entitle you to get more money? Well, he said, it's not what I've done so much, but Mr. Hill, I've put on long pants now, and a man wearing long pants is supposed to be getting more than the ones wearing short pants. Well, I said, Purdy, that's a very slim reason, for asking for a raise. The point I'm making is that most people who look for advancement or look for favors or look for more pay don't look in the right direction, and they don't create a condition that justifies them in looking, which is the fact that they should start going the extra mile and do it for a sufficient length of time to let the employer know that they intend to keep it up. And 15th and last, it makes easy the mastery and the application of the mastermind principle through which personal power is attained. Wherever you find a man succeeding in any calling, you'll find a person who doesn't watch the clock. Whatever the job is that he has to do in order to succeed, he does it regardless of how much it takes or what it takes. He doesn't evaluate anything in this world so highly as his privilege of going out of his way to render useful service to other people. And one of the strange things about life, I think perhaps the strangest of all of the phenomena that I discovered during the building of this philosophy was this, that when you have a problem that you can't solve, you're at a dead-end street. You can't go any farther. You've done everything you know. And how many of us are there who haven't had such problems at one time or another? There is always one thing you can do which performs a miracle. And that is, look around until you find somebody else who has a problem as great or greater than yours. Start in where you stand to help the other fellow solve his problem, and miracle of miracles. By the time you will have found the solution to the other fellow's problem, the chances are you will have found the solution to your own. Now, why that is, I haven't the slightest idea on this earth. I couldn't give you an opinion on it. I only know that that's the way it works out.